follow the right nutrition rules, you eat your greens, you drink your Organifi, you eat your protein, you stay away from junk, and you make sure you get in your healthy fats, but for some reason, your waistband is a little snugger than you like. Your jeans are a little tighter than you like. And you think to yourself, I'm doing everything right here. Why am I not losing fat? Why am I still struggling with this? And does that leave you feeling frustrated and feeling like, you know what, there's gotta be some hidden secret reason. Like maybe it's my metabolism. Maybe I damaged my metabolism. Or maybe it's hormones. If you're a man, you're like, maybe my estrogen levels are too high and my testosterone is too low. And that's why even with all this healthy food I'm eating, I'm still putting on fat. Or if you're a woman, you're like, maybe it's cortisol or maybe it's estrogen or maybe I'm premenopausal or postmenopausal. And that's gotta be the reason because it certainly can't be my food choices because I make such healthy food choices. Well, if you said anything like that, number one, I can relate. I've made a lot of those excuses is what they are. I've made them before. I believe them. I bought into the hype. And today we're going to bust through those misconceptions and outright lies to get to the key, one of the biggest keys that can help you rein in your fat loss and take control of it to start to look the way you want and feel the way you want. What is up, my friend? I am health expert Ted Rice, coach to entrepreneurs, executives, and other high-performing professionals, and I'm coming to you from Playa del Carmen, Mexico, where I've been eating such delicious food. I've been eating conchas, which are Mexican sweetbread. I've been having tacos, real tacos, not that abomination that we buy in the grocery store in Publix or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or whatever, real tortillas, so delicious. Grilled octopus, I'm on the beach here. And what's great is I'm eating all this food and people always look at me. In fact, I was in an Argentinian restaurant. Well, it's not really a restaurant. They just sell empanadas and ice cream and some Argentinian treats. And I bought two empanadas, spicy beef empanadas, and I got some ice cream. And there was an American woman in there, and she's like, oh, no diet for you. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is my diet. This is what I do. And I'm looking lean, folks. I'm getting lean like I was in Colombia, like I was in, I'm on the roll right now. And what pains me is people believe stuff like that. Like you can't eat ice cream, like you can't eat carbs, like you can't eat out with your friends, like you can't share a meal with your wife or your husband. You've got to eat broccoli and chicken all the time. It's not true. You can lose fat and eat those things. You don't believe it, do you? Well, we're gonna break that down today and I'm going to even give you a bit of a training. Now, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. What we do at Legendary Life is we break down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier, legendary life. We take a science-based approach to nutrition. Unfortunately, a lot of people say they're science-based, but they're really bull science-based. So that's what I would call bull science, is what most people share. Now, I know that's a tough claim to make. It's like, well, who are you? I don't believe you if you're new. But stay with me because I'm gonna ask you to try what I'm gonna share with you here and see if it doesn't work for you. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you know that we do a free comeback challenge. We do a free challenge. We've named this one the 7-Day Quarantine Comeback Challenge. My team and I have created this specifically to help you. No matter what your equipment, workout equipment, no matter what your food choices are, I will help you lose fat and thrive and get in better shape. Even while you're mostly stuck at home eating DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever it is. Okay? And look, there's no strings attached to this. It's simply the best way I know how to really help you. And of course, some of you are looking for a person to work with. So I don't talk about how great I am. I ask you to come try it out for a week. If you click, which so many people do, we can go from there if you want to talk about working together. So the place to go for that is legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. That's legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. So let's jump into it today. Again, you follow the rules, you eat your greens, you skip the junk. Then why aren't you losing fat like you want? Why are you putting so much energy into it, but not getting results? And again, so many people, they come up with the reasons, the excuses, and they think it's hormones or something complicated, or it's toxicity. The toxicity just won't let my fat go. I'm just so toxic inside and out. That's none of those are the reasons. Okay. So throw a piece of, throw an organic coconut at their heads, please. Well, you can if you want. I was kind of joking, but you know, I sometimes feel like firing a coconut at some of these people's heads, even though deep down inside, I know they're just misguided. Some of them are straight up lying, perhaps, but I don't really know. But what I tell you, what I can tell you is this. It may not be your food choices. In fact, I've had so many clients come to me and say, listen, I don't even eat junk food. So it may not be your food choices. And even if you do eat junk food, like I do, I eat something delicious every day. I had a pan de muerto. That's called bread of the dead or death bread or something. It's this bread. It was actually quite tasty. Had sugar on it. So I eat things every day that would be considered unhealthy or junk food. And it's so funny. I ask people, why do you think I get away with that? And they say, well, you have a better metabolism than me. And that isn't so ignorant to say. Now, look, I don't mean that in a mean way. All right. I'm just saying you're so clueless, right? And again, I'm not trying to be condescending here because I've been clueless too. I've come up with all those excuses too, but I'm here today to tell you it's not that. Stop saying metabolism. Stop saying hormones. Stop saying toxicity. Stop saying all that stuff. It's not that. What it comes down to, which I've said many times, is too many calories. Now, we're not going to talk about calories today. We're going to talk about the portion size because we've all lost a sense of proportion in the modern world. Most people don't know what an appropriate portion size should look like. And guess what? Healthy food still has calories. So you can make really healthy choices and still eat too much. You're like, oh God, got to put all this olive oil. The more olive oil I pour on my salad, the healthier I get. No, doesn't work like that. Olive oil is a healthy choice, but if you put too much of it, if your portion size is too large, you get too many calories, you are struggling to lose fat and you're just thinking, oh, but I eat so healthy. Okay. So I want you to even think about how much olive oil you put on or how much avocado you eat. And apart from the fact that you should have 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day, they're not really official guidelines on portion size in the US. Right? Or rules for food manufacturers that tell you what counts as a serving. Now we have the food pyramid. We have, not the food pyramid, but the My Plate, I guess it's been updated to. By the way, nobody follows those recommendations. You'd probably be better off than listening to all the keto people, all the low carbohydrate people, and just following the government recommendations. If that's triggering you right now, don't get triggered. Put it into action and you'll probably do better than what you're doing. It'll tell you to eat less fat. Oh, but fat's so healthy. It's like, well, in the right amounts it is. And butter is not a superfood. So fire a coconut at their heads too, people who say that stuff. Actually, just lovingly ignore them. But I've had a Mayan hot chocolate today and it had some spicy in it. So I guess I'm a bit spicy today. So very interesting. This is a report from the UK, mate. But it looked at how portion sizes have changed over the past 20 years and found that ready meal portions such as lasagna had increased by as much as 50%. Another thing it found was that, you know, some foods, for example, these digestive biscuits have gotten 70% bigger. Plates get bigger, keep getting bigger. Wine glasses keep getting bigger. And what's really interesting is that research has repeatedly shown that we're no good at working out how much food should be on our plate. When scientists actually do studies, and what they find is that study participants frequently overestimate serving size, underestimate calorie content, and fail to compensate for large helpings at subsequent meals. Okay? So listen, they've even done a study on dietitians who they went to school for a long time and studied nutrition, and they still suck at figuring out how much food is on their plate. So how can we start to rein this in and get results? Well, that's what I'm going to share with you today. Now, I want to tell you something. We do what I'm about to share with you. And by the way, you're going to want to, this is a participation type of situation. So you're going to want to get a plate and get some food play with me here. Now, if you are so many of you listen while you're driving or working out, what I want you to do is to come back to this. And when you're in a situation close to a refrigerator, when you're about to prepare your meal, and go back over this and prepare your plate how I'm going to share with you right now. Because calories and daily allowances and measuring portions, I'm going to help you. I'm going to do the simple thing with you. And this is what we do in the challenge. So again, if you want to have me coach you through this and have you post photos of your plates and have me critique it, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. But I want you to try to do this too, because look, I use MyFitnessPal with my coaching clients, with most of them. Even if they don't start off with MyFitnessPal, I try to get them to transition to it. But here's the thing. I don't talk about it a lot because calorie counting is usually a recipe for failure. Most people don't do it right. So unless you're working with an expert who can guide you, it can be annoying and impractical. And research shows it can be up to 25% inaccurate on both sides. So it just is really difficult to do, and you need to be guided through the process. And again, you don't believe me? Go try it. So many people ask me in the challenge, like, "Hey, are we going to track macros here?" No, we're not going to do that, because it's complicated to do, and it takes weeks to do. Because I show people, I go deep down the MyFitnessPal rabbit hole and show things to people that they've never seen before, even if they've been using MyFitnessPal for a long time. And by the way, if you want to track and do this at the same time, that's okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to use, and this is something, by the way, I still use. So your hand is all you're going to need to build your plate with the right portions on it. So here's how we do it. It's going to be four steps. And so step one, and again, if you don't have a plate, press pause, go grab a plate, or get in the kitchen, take a plate out, and we're going to get to work here. Of course, if you're running, driving, if you got a barbell above you right now, that's okay. You can listen, but I implore you to give this a try when you get back to your house. So step one, this is what I've taught for, I don't know how many years, 10 years at least. Number one, set your protein. The number one question you should ask at a meal, what is my protein going to be? What am I going to eat for protein? What is protein? Hopefully you know the answer to that. But meat, fish, eggs, cottage cheese, egg whites, Greek yogurt, seafood like octopus. Oh my gosh. Did I tell you already that I had this delicious grilled octopus here? Oh, the seafood is just, Mexican food is some of the best food around. I mean, so amazing. So, so amazing. And it's spicy too. It can be spicy. It's just, the food is delicious. The ceviche. So it could be ceviche, could be grilled octopus. But first thing here is protein. Now, how do we figure out how much protein? As I said, we're going to use our hands. So place your hand out. Do you see the size of your palm? Not your fingers and thumb, but just your palm. It's a certain size, round-ish, and then it's a certain thickness. So what I want you to do, if you're a man, and we're going to divide it into men and women here, but if you're a man or a woman, you're going to want two palm-sized portions of protein. Two palm-sized portions of protein. So go grab that, put it on your plate. Two palm-sized portions of protein. All right? If it's eggs, just make sure the eggs kind of match two palm-sized portions. If it's cottage cheese or Greek yogurt, make sure it matches two palm-sized portions. And that is your protein. Now, the second thing you want to do, this has been said so many times, is such a great thing. First, you do protein, then you do vegetables. This is the cornerstone of a fat loss meal here. So for protein, we use the palm. But for vegetables, and just to be clear what vegetables we're talking about fibrous vegetables. So broccoli, spinach, salad, carrots, red cabbage. What else? Kind of drawing a blank here. Kale, superfood salad, right? So make a fist. Now, you want two fist-sized portions of veggies on your plate. So you got two palm-sized portions of protein. Now we should have two fist-sized portions of veggies. Oh, but what if they're raw? What if they're cooked? Does that matter? Look, don't overthink it. Two fist-sized portions of veggies. Number three, now we're going to set carbs. And this is going to be a little bit different for men and women. Up until now, it's been the same. So men, two cup hand size portion. So we did a palm for protein. We did a fist for veggies. Now I want you to make a cupped hand. So what I want you to do here is I want you to make, if you're a man, you're going to do two cupped hand size portions of carbs. So what are we talking about carbs? Well, that's grains like rice, quinoa, brown rice, pasta, starches, beans, legumes, fruits, two cup handfuls if you're a man, one cup handful if you're a woman. Okay. That's step three. Now, step four, we used palms for protein. We used fist for veggies. We used cupped hands for carbohydrate. Now we're going to use your thumb. So look at the size of your thumb. We're going to use your thumb to determine your fats. Now, if you're a man, you're going to have two thumb-sized portions of fat. If you're a woman, you're going to have one thumb-sized portion of fat. Now, if we're talking about fat, what are we talking about here? We're talking about nut butters like peanut butter, almond butter, macadamia nut butter. We're talking about oils, olive oil, canola oil, whatever oil, avocado oil, I don't care oil, any oil, butter, nuts and seeds, avocado, coconut, two thumb-sized portions if you're a man, one thumb-sized portion if you're a woman, all right? So that is how I want you to build your plate. This is what we coach you through in the 7-day quarantine comeback challenge. Now, there are some things here. So what if you're a little bit bigger or a little bit more active, right? What if you get a bit? So if you're feeling like you're not satisfied from the size of these meals, you might need a little bit more food. If you are a person who eats less than 3 meals per day, then you want to double up. Or if you're only eating one meal a day, if you're one of those psychos, then you're going to want to have to triple up. Obviously, if you're very active, you may need more, but I'll tell you, try to stick with this first. Now, you may need less food if are you eating these and you're feeling too full. You don't need to stuff yourself, although I'll tell you something, it's not a bad thing as long as you're not feeling really bad. But if you're like, whoa, I'm really full from all that protein and veggies, Or if you do this for a while and then you're not losing body fat, you don't notice that you're getting weight loss results, you may even need to eat less. So what would you do then? Well, I would start by, let's go by what most people struggle with, which is eating too much. So what I would do, if you're a man, cut it down to one handful of carbs and one thumb of fat. And you could do that for one meal, or you could do that for three, you know, all your meals and see how that works. But you're going to have to play around and dial this in. Now, if you're a woman, remove half of your cup handful of carbs and half of that thumb of fat from one or more meals per day to lose fat. Isn't this simple? So simple. Fat loss, let me tell you, it's so simple. It's one of the easiest things. It's like the only thing difficult that should be difficult about fat loss is if you're going through something emotional. Like what I went through with my dad, I was overeating, but I just couldn't control myself. Now I'm feeling a lot better. My relationship is better with him, and you know, things are going better. And I'm not having trouble with portion sizes. But if you're struggling with, like, you don't know what to do, this is super simple stuff, right? And I didn't say it was easy now, but like once you get this, like my clients get this, they're like, oh man, this is ridiculously easy. I can't believe. I had one of my clients tell me, shout out to you, Jeff. He was like, man, I can't believe all the craziness people say about carbs. It's just, seriously, it's just crazy. And I agree with you, Jeff. It's absolutely crazy. I've eaten watermelon and tortillas and a pan de muerto, bread of the dead. Tastes a lot better than it sounds. So this is what I want you to try. I want you to go back, if you're able to right now, go back and try to implement what we just went over. And if you're running or riding and driving and you don't have a plate around, I want you to come back to this lesson and go through it and start to implement this. Again, I'm not sharing some dumb thing that I read online that I don't do. I use my portion. Look, I'll say a few more things before I wrap up here. So listen, when I first did my fat loss, my cut in when I was in Bangkok, I had a food scale. I weighed all my food that I could. We ate a lot of meals out, but I would ask how much, you know, it was 750 grams of pork ribs at Nadi Nuri's, right? I would ask. By the way, if you're ever in Bali or Phuket, go to Nadi Nuri's if you like pork ribs. They're just so delicious. You can eat pork ribs. You can eat dessert. You can eat mango and sticky rice or Oreo cookies and cream, ice cream, or key lime pie. You can eat the things that you want if you learn how to dial in the portions. And this is such a game changer. It will change your life. It will help you change your relationship to food. Now, I want to say this. I still use this hand measurement thing. As I said, I used to measure all my food. Now I don't do that. I don't have a scale. I don't travel with a food scale. I use my palms. And so I guesstimate. I'm like, wow, that's about a palm of chicken. How many palms of chicken is that? How many palms of fish is that? How many palms of beef is that? How many palms is that hamburger, right? How many palms is that delicious grilled octopus? And I figure it out and I estimate, because you don't need to be perfect with this stuff, but you need to be good enough and good enough to get results. And I'm telling you, once you buy into this, you can get great results. And this hand portion size thing, oh, it's so good. Now, I want to bring back my client, Jeff. He was weighing and measuring his food to the point where he's like, oh, I can just kind of eye about 7 ounces and be almost on the dot. I'm not like that. Jeff's even more meticulous about this than I am. But I still get just as good of results. I can get down to below 10% body fat with what I'm doing. And it's all because I use a combination of tracking, hands, portion sizes. I know my stuff. But I used to be so ignorant about it. I felt like when I was in my 30s, I'm never going to get lean. There's got to be something here that I'm just not getting. And then I learned it was all about the portion sizes. And then, in my coaching program, I really help you dial in the portion sizes to a more strict level. And people get fantastic results. Okay. The only thing that stops people is the emotional stuff that comes up, but that's a whole nother thing. You know, I'm sorry. We'll have to cover that next time. That's like, hey, you got to fix your life and manage your emotions, leave your wife or your husband. You don't have to do that, but I'm just saying you've got to deal with those underlying emotional things. If you're having trouble implementing better choices, if you find yourself, you know how many portions to eat, but you're overdoing it. That's something I deal with in my coaching program. We don't deal with it so much in the quarantine comeback, but we talk about it a little bit. And so that is what I'll wrap up with. I hope you enjoyed today. And again, don't let this be information that goes in your ear and out the other side. Put this, go back, play with the plates, play with the portion sizes, use your hand. Go through it and you will get better results. I promise you. Why? Because you're dialing in your portions. You're dialing in your calories. You're dialing in your macros. That is the key if you're already making good choices. So do it. And again, if you want me to take you through this and to coach you on the process and, you know, do all the exercises, because it's very interactive what we do in the Quarantine Comeback Challenge. You've got to do work. And if you'd like to do that with me, again, there's no strings attached. It's just my way of helping you to level up your life. Go to legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. Again, that's legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge and sign up now. And listen, I want to say one more thing. For those of you who are skeptical, listen, I accept your challenge. Come join my challenge. I accept your challenge and invite you to join my challenge. I will help you lose fat, but you've got to show up and do the work. Prove me wrong if you don't believe this. Prove me wrong and do it in my challenge so I can coach you on how to properly do this. Because if you do this on your own and you don't get it right, you're going to be like, I knew it was just too good to be true. No, you did it wrong. So come join the challenge if you want to be coached properly. LegendaryLifePodcast.com/challenge. And that is all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this. It is truly one of the keys, if not the major key for most people. It's what most people are missing. If you do this, this will change the game for you. So put it into play, get results, lose the fat, be happy, eat the key lime pie and the grilled octopus. Don't stop eating out at restaurants. Don't stop hanging out with your friends so you can follow some ridiculously strict diet from the safe. It's in my nutrition safe space just at my home. You can't hang out with your friends or eat with your family. That's no way to live life. All right. And you can do this. You can get this handled. I promise you. No matter if you're 30s, 40s, 50s, 20s, 60s, 70s, doesn't matter. My 76-year-old dad, this works for, okay? And he's in worse shape than you, I guarantee it. That's all I've got. I hope you're having an amazing week in spite of all the challenges we might have with the quarantine and coming back out of it and the coronavirus and the lockdown. I still want you to have an amazing week. That it's still possible. Just keep pushing through. Love you lots. Speak to you on Friday and hope you have a great week.